Alex Jones. Here. For the next 50-plus minutes, we've got former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura on the broadcast. And I have been very close to this case in the last 2-plus years between Jesse Ventura and Chris Kyle, both Navy SEALs. Because I was the guy that ended up getting a hold of Jesse through Tyrell and was the one that told him what had been said on Opie and Anthony and then Fox News. And he was just shell-shocked. I was there on audio Skype with him and his wife, and I've known him for years, about 9 years. We've become friends. He's come down and visited me in Austin. I've traveled around the country with him. I know he's a real guy. Doesn't even mean I agree with all his politics. He doesn't agree with all of mine. But we're both real guys. And then I looked into Chris Kyle. God rest his soul, and I'm sorry for his wife. And we're going to go to Ventura to give you the rest of the story. But I sat here when he was in a 3M tournament last week and couldn't really respond because he committed to be part of that and watched the media hit piece the next phase. First, I get calls saying Jesse Ventura got in an argument with a cop, almost got arrested, speeding to an airport in L.A. I call him up Minnesota and because I got his home number, and I said, Governor, they just said last night you were in L.A. flying. You don't fly. He goes, no, not for over a year, Alex, as you know. What are you talking about? I said, well, they claim you're running around doing this. It was all over national news. He went, that's crazy. I'm on record. I'm here. I was doing business yesterday. I played golf. Let me come on your show. Remember that? So that didn't work. There was all this other weird stuff going on. And then right as he had been on the show about a week before, he was driving into Mexico in his RV to go to Baja, where he spends part of the year during when it's below zero in Minnesota. Just giving you a background story, then we're going to him. Because he'll never really defend himself. I guess he defended himself for the trial. We'll get the inside baseball on that. But I watched it. As a media analyst, I know how these tricks work. So I couldn't get a hold of him for 3 days because they don't have a cell phone that works in Mexico. As they announce, perfect timing, that he was saying, I'm glad the SEALs are dead, and he got knocked out, and all this made-up stuff. Which would have come out in the news at the time if it was true. So I call him, get a hold of him. At first he goes, come on, Alex, you never joke around. I don't appreciate this. No, they're really saying that. What? And I'm not going to go into what he privately said, but it really hit him hard. And I'd seen him meet veterans in airports and stuff with their arms and legs blown off and get tears in his eyes saying, that's why I'm against these wars. Then they don't take care of you. Of course, his dad was in World War II, won a bunch of Bronze Stars. His mom was in World War II, where my grandfather was at in North Africa. So he really cares about our military. But again, they could do this to anybody. They've tried to destroy me before with some similar dirty tricks, but not as concerted. And we caught them quickly, so they backfired. So then he sues Kyle, because Kyle won't back down. He said, just say it isn't true, admit the truth, I'll back off. But Ventura started seeing his movie offers and TV offers get cut back. It really defamed him. People said, what are you doing having a guy on the air? I could have testified, but they didn't ask me. What are you doing having that guy on? He's glad the Navy SEALs are dead. So it was a PSYOP written by News Corp. They have an insurance policy when they lose a suit. It's called omissions insurance, is what they call it. We've bought it before when I have been involved in big films and things. Because, you've always got to be careful. We've bought it before from, I'm not going to get into it. You can buy it from Lloyd's of London or anywhere. And so that's a lie that he's suing his wife, okay? He sued the man who was alive, who then mysteriously died, up there at that shooting range, and that's very mysterious. And so then he wins the lawsuit, and I see the Minnesota newspapers with nothing about him winning. It's all about the trial and what had been said by Kyle about him. Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, all did the same thing against Ventura. And I'm going to him, but I just want to defend him here because I haven't done this yet. And I've done it some, but I wanted to do it with him here so he could respond, to spur him to tell the story that he knows. Because he just says, oh, it's sea story, sailor story, is not true, hurt my reputation, I had to, get the truth out, my name. Nobody's a winner. Well, the truth's a winner because he knew what was going to happen. But Fox was all, yeah, after the guy knocked him out, And after he was glad the SEALs were dead, everybody knows Ventura says that. I watched Fox and Friends say this. Everybody knows Ventura says this all the time. He's glad troops are dead. Then they didn't show a clip. Just like MSNBC says I'm deeply racist, doesn't show a clip. And you say, oh, everybody knows Ventura, you know, says this all the time. And yeah, he got mad at Kyle, so he sued the ladies, you know, his wife, the widow, and now has taken everything she's got. None of that's true, folks. Ventura now joins us. I'm going to shut up and give him the floor. We're going to skip this network break coming up to gain back the time. Thanks for giving us the hour, Governor. Thanks for telling the truth. And thanks for standing up for everybody, because I admire the fact that they tried to destroy you and defame you. You stayed the course. You made the judicial system work with the jury, and the system cannot stand it. They cannot stand it. Go ahead.
Well, you know, it was an exhausting couple of weeks, Alex, sitting in that courtroom and seeing their only defense was to attack me personally, okay, because they had no evidence. All of their witnesses, they promised the jury they were going to parade 11 witnesses up there who saw the event. The only one that it turned out saw the event, I think 11 or 12 times we impeached his testimony, and he really perjured himself between his deposition and what he said on the stand. So he had no credibility. But they promised that there'd be 11 witnesses up there that would verify Chris Kyle's story. They produced zero of actual evidence. Now, they produced people up there that, you know, the old baffle with BS stuff. Plenty of that. And they went after me personally. Can you believe this? They actually took conspiracy theory, which is entertainment. It's my job. I'm doing a show. And they actually used that as their evidence.
Amazing.
In the trial. I mean, how could anyone, you know, that's a TV show that I happen to deal with investigating conspiracies. It's reality television, but it's by no means a documentary. All we did was put out the information, and you as a viewer can decipher it, decide on your own if you want to believe it, if you think there's meat on the bone, or, you know, if you think it's all BS. You know, you can take whatever.
In fact, a lot of times you'd end up, you know, thinking what you were covering. I mean, you would go out and investigate to see if it was true or not.
Sure. And it's interesting because it's a niche market. There's a lot of people that love conspiracies. So why wouldn't you do a show about that? And they tried to use that as evidence and all this other stuff. And, you know, I came in with solid witnesses who had been with me. Get this. In the end, it turned out their witnesses had the assault taking place in, I think, 5 or 6 different locations. No two matched up. Not even two matched up in the location where they alleged it took place. They had me there. There was a rental car receipt, which they produced, that showed that I arrived at 7:29 and rented my car in San Diego, which means I couldn't even have got to McPee's no sooner than 8:30 in the evening. They had witnesses there that testified they saw me there at 5 in the afternoon in a Hawaiian shirt with flip-flops and shorts on.
And they also said, from what I read, that you were drunk. Everyone knows you haven't had any alcohol for decades, and I've been with you...
Well, no, Alex, they, you know, Kyle himself, they didn't really, that's wrong.
Well, the media was saying that.
The media reported that wrongly then, because their testimony, they all testified that no, they didn't see me drinking at all. But they tried to downplay their drinking. And their drinking was immense that night, as I knew it would be. Let me state this. The Navy SEALs that testified against me on the stand, they did exactly how they're trained to do. They did. Because we have a T-shirt, which I submitted as evidence, that's a Navy SEAL slogan. It says on the back of the T-shirt, admit nothing, deny everything, and make counter-accusations. Because that's how you're trained in the Navy SEALs. And they followed it to a T. They admitted nothing, they denied everything, and they made counter-accusations. Exactly how they're trained. So, you know, that didn't shock me, but it did wrench my heart because I learned how much they all hate me, and I didn't do anything. And that's the part where I can never win, is the fact there's a whole generation now. I can't call them SEAL brothers because when I went through, they weren't even born yet. So I guess I would refer to them as my SEAL sons. I have a whole generation of SEAL sons now who hate my guts, and I didn't do anything.
Well, they also spun in the media like you started all this when Chris Kyle's the one that wrote the book with News Corp and ran around making all this stuff up.
Well, you know, Mr. Kyle wrote the book, and the book is wrong. HarperCollins has now agreed that any more printings of that chapter will be removed. Yet they said they were standing by Kyle 100%. Well, then why are they removing the chapter now? To cover their butts. You know, but it's a shame it got there, because I want people to know that, and here's another thing they need to know. They always have a lot of these, settlement ordered conferences that the judge orders with the judge presiding. And I can tell you this, never once would they move one inch on restoring my reputation or admit the story was fabricated. They took that off the table right at the start. I told them that was the reason I was suing. All they would offer me was money. They told me that. They said, nope, it's the only thing we'll discuss is money. Now, they did make me a money offer to go away, but I refused, because my thing was the truth. I did not want my name tarnished at the level that it had been tarnished and hurt, and I'll never get it fully restored. It's impossible now. But the point is, I wouldn't be bought off. So I risk going to trial, and according to what I'm reading, is that I was the major underdog on this thing, because, you know, defamation has a very high level at the federal level.
Yes.
And let me tell your listeners this. On the internet, there's the National Review Online, and an A.J. Delgado, and she's a lawyer and a conservative, wrote a phenomenal piece called Justice for Jesse. Ventura was right in his lawsuit. I would encourage all your listeners to go and get this and read it.
We'll put it on screen right now, and I'll read some passages from it. Justice for Jesse, Ventura was right in his lawsuit, National Review. Well, look, bottom line, it was a psyop, and if they can do this to you, Jesse Ventura, they can do it to Ron Paul, Alex Jones, Matt Drudge.
Well, Alex, you're deeper than I won't go as far to say it was a psyop. I don't know. But a lot of things don't add up, and the fact that they would not move an inch, they forced me. I had no choice but to go to trial, because if I didn't go to trial, it would have been in a movie. Well, here, get this, Alex. Their lawyer says to me, and he thinks he's going to nail me on my insignificance. Wait till you hear this. He says, Mr. Ventura, would it surprise you to know that in the first draft of the screenplay that you're not in it, and what happened to you is not in it? And he was doing that to get the jury to believe that that's how irrelevant I was to the monetary of this book. And my response from the stand, I looked at him and said, no, it doesn't surprise me at all, because we've already sent Warner Brothers two letters telling them that if it is indeed in the film, they will be next to be sued. And I said, I've worked in Hollywood. Warner Brothers doesn't traditionally like to step into lawsuits. So I said, it doesn't surprise me a bit that it's not there. I said, it better not be there.
And for those that don't know,
to stop it from being there.
Sure, for those that don't know, Clint Eastwood is making that movie. And again, I mean, imagine they put you in the middle of this. They sandwich you in there. And Governor, I mean, look at all the hacking scandals and the rest of it with News Corp and their imprint that put this book out. And then Chris Kyle gets mysteriously killed. And there's guys in craft hats and the same pants and everything running security in Boston. I'm not saying they were involved, not even saying it's craft, but it's the same uniform as people wore, and then he ends up getting killed. We know they use SEALs for major psyops now. I've had high-level spymasters on, like Steve Pachinik, saying it's wrong to use the SEALs for this type of PR. What about the story saying you got in trouble in Los Angeles or got in trouble, at the airport? I mean, it's all just made up.
Well, that's been going on, and I'm not poo-pooing it, Alex, but believe it or not, that's been going on whenever you're a public figure. I mean, I'll give you an example. Borger, the lawyer that I went against, this isn't my first encounter with him. Decades ago, it's a fun story. Decades ago, I was involved in what was called the Smoke Free Generation. It was way back in like the early 90s. And we were trying to encourage a generation to get rid of, to not use tobacco. Don't smoke. The Smoke Free Generation. Well, I don't smoke, but I did use Copenhagen. I was a chewer. And I felt that the kids needed to know that chewing is not a safe alternative, that chewing is, if not more dangerous, it's certainly just as dangerous. Ask Tony Gwynn. Well, you can't anymore, because Tony unfortunately died from his use of chewing tobacco, the great baseball player from San Diego. Yeah, but anyway, I was involved in the Smoke-Free Generation, and Borger is also the lawyer for the Star Tribune newspaper. And they had a columnist named CJ, and she wrote this front-page article, Maybe We Should Call Him Jesse the Butt, where she accused me of being at the Smoke-Free Target Center. I was smoking a cigarette, and that I gave people a hard time and then mashed it out in the carpeted floor. Well, it turned out that night I was in Cannon Falls, Minnesota at a horse show with my wife. Hundreds of people saw me there. Even the security at the Target Center knew I was not there. They knew me well from my days of wrestling. Well, then we had this is Borger now, the same lawyer that represented Chris Kyle. I had this run-in with him before, years earlier, on this slander thing. Well, I didn't sue because they did an investigation. They found out the same thing. It was true. I was not there. It never happened. The same as this story. It never happened. And, of course, they printed a full retraction in the Minneapolis paper, and I asked them to make a donation to Make-A-Wish, for what they did, and they refused. They would not even donate $100 to Make-A-Wish for kids. Because I felt, you ought to pay a little penalty here. Make a donation to charity. And they wouldn't. All they would do by law is write an equal retraction. Well, John Borger was the same lawyer who Chris Kyle had.
Incredible. I want to hear more about inside the trial and then get into news issues and get your take on it. But the reason I've defended you is I believe you. I could see that it was a hit piece, whether it was a psyop or not. The whole thing stunk to high heaven. And then now I'm even more sure. I was 100% sure, but now I'm even more, 110%. The way I would watch Fox News, and you would think that you hadn't won. They would literally repeat the lie, what they'd done, how he'd knocked you out.
Well, here's the deal, too. They also sit there and question the jury. Now, here are people on Fox News who were not there. They have no direct evidence of what was submitted in the trial. The jury and I sat there through the whole thing. And they would dare question the jury's decision when they do not know, they have no hands-on eyewitness evidence of what was submitted in trial.
Wow.
And yet they questioned the jury. They were outraged over the jury's decision. Outraged.
Well, they framed it like Jesse Ventura body slams widow, and nowhere did they ever admit that they have an insurance policy.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, but in the Justice for Jesse piece on the National Review, she points that out. She said it's a very common thing in litigation when the person being sued dies, it automatically goes to their estate. Especially, like she said, when the estate has profited from the very litigation that you're talking about.
Well, I've studied defamation of public figures, and I've been involved in it a few times myself when I had to sue people, and they settled out of court because it was so over the top where they're saying, I'm going to destroy you, I made this up, you've got them. It is extremely hard to do what you did. So you must have put on one hell of a case that the media doesn't want the public to know about. And I've seen major law journals since you won last week saying this is precedent setting. And I'm glad, because I'm sick of people thinking they can just say whatever they want about public figures. I mean,
well, you know, to me, Alex, you know, maybe in the world of law and in defamation and slander it was, I don't know, but I always felt I simplified it, the truth. I had the truth. So they can say that I'm this huge underdog. My belief is, how can the truth be an underdog? How can you possibly be an underdog when you have the truth, the reality of the truth? It never happened.
Sure, let me ask you this then. We're going to break in 1 minute.
Sure.
Do you think Chris Kyle got drunk that night and did punch somebody out and thought it was you?
Maybe. I don't know. I certainly he was drunk. They all were. All the young CEO. They had $1,000, and this is back in 2006. They had in court, they had $1,000 that they spent on alcohol that night. Now, how much can you drink for a grand?
How many of them was it?
How many there? I don't know, 20 maybe?
Yeah, they got fallen down drunk.
You know, but I mean, you're talking they had $1,000 because Chris Kyle was in charge of it. And they had $1,000 that they bought. And you can bet McParkland's an old seal. He's going to give them a rate on it. You think they're going to pay full fare? Absolutely not.
Well, let's come back and talk about more with Jesse Ventura.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far.
Folks, I'll tell you why they went after Jesse Ventura.
He turned dark.
They got his phones tapped. He's talked about that when he was governor. It's come out. They're blackmailing Congress. They know there's no real dirt on Ventura, and they know that he's not going to sell out to him. I mean, he had one of the top paying jobs at MSNBC, and he can tell that story, and he wouldn't play ball, so they basically got rid of him. And so they don't like people like that out there. That's why they do these dirty tricks against Ron Paul and so many others. And I've seen it over and over again. So whether Kyle made it up, whether he was drunk and didn't know what was going on, I'm sad for him. But boy, you talk about a Greek tragedy, Governor Ventura. It's wild for me. I mean, you know, you sue him, he dies. Somebody, a crazy guy reportedly shoots him at a shooting range. And then you go to court and you win. And then the Fox News, Fox and Friends I saw was just bizarre, where they wouldn't even say you'd won, basically, when I tuned in. It was all just how horrible you were, and, you know, basically like it was true. And I mean, I know you're not litigious and don't like suing people, but at the same time, Fox News, one time O'Reilly, we played the clip, goes, there's people online sexually stalking women. And there's all sorts of other problems and pedophilia and you name it and hate speech. And they cut to a clip of me yelling and screaming as if I'm a sexual predator when there's never been an accusation of that, never been an issue with that. And then MSNBC, my lawyer said, no, you can win a lawsuit. It'll cost you $500,000 to $1 million. They'll keep appealing it and you might get $2 or $3 million. Do you want to spend that much time to get, you know? And I said, no, they're so discredited, saying I'm deeply racist and influenced the Boston bombers with no proof, that I'm not going to do it. But my lawyer, the top lawyer in Austin, hands down, number three in Texas Monthly, he said, you can win this lawsuit, but do you want to do it? I would imagine your lawyer, one of the top guys in the country, well known, I would imagine he gave you a similar speech. Give us some of the inside baseball on the trial and stuff that wasn't in the news, Governor.
Well, he didn't give me a speech like that. We went from day one David's been my attorney now for 25, 30 years. I can't even remember how long. And I'm not a Johnny come lately with David Olson. This past year, he was named the top attorney in the state of Minnesota, which I think know, when I contacted him, you know, he knew this story was not true because I told him it wasn't. And as we gathered evidence and did depositions, all of their witnesses became ours because, you know, they couldn't state they saw me get hit. Nobody saw the punch. And yet Kyle stated in deposition there were four people standing around me within 3 feet when he hit me.
Wow.
Where are these four people? They couldn't produce them. So, in my opinion, you know, the jury said it was difficult, but to me, the evidence was so overwhelming. I had no marks on me. We had photographs. We had everything. So David and I, my attorney, we went into this fully knowing that we had truth on our side, and he knows me well enough after 25 years. I'm not going to back down, that we're going to go to court if it requires that. And when they would not offer any type of, retraction. And like I said, initially, I had told them, initially, when I got back into the country, I said, if Chris Kyle will simply go on television with me, admit he fabricated the story, apologize, I would forgive him. We could shake hands and go our separate way. They wouldn't do it. Why? Because the millions were coming in. The cash was paying off. And they weren't about to get away from that money. And, you know, they weren't going to do anything that inhibited the do you know the book? The book company said it's the biggest. The guy has been there 15 years on the stand, and he said it's the biggest selling book since he's been there.
Incredible. And now they've got Clint Eastwood making a movie out of it.
Yeah. And they're trying. And here's the good one. The day before it went on sale, It had 5,000 pre-orders. After he did Opie and Anthony and O'Reilly that night, 100,000 in one day. And they're trying to say that I didn't have something to do with it?
No, they used you as the detonator. You're absolutely right.
To sell the book.
To then put it on every news channel out there. Jesse Ventura's glad seals are dead and got knocked out. I mean, designed to defame you and designed to enrich themselves while they crap all over you.
Yep.
And anyone else associated with you. And then you're the bad guy for going and proving it was a fraud.
Yeah, that's precisely it, Alex. That's exactly it. I'm now the bad guy for having the truth on my side and going the proper way in a court of law and winning a trial. And now they even question the jury. Oh, how could the jury do this? Well, the jury saw the evidence, and they saw it clearly. You know, because all the people, they're saying it's astounding I won.
Well, you also made the point when I talked to you over Skype when you first learned of this a few years ago when this first happened. Time flies. You said, Alex, plus it would be suicidal to walk into a Navy SEAL bar and say, I'm glad Navy SEALs are being killed.
Oh, that would be the equivalent of walking into the Hell's Angel clubhouse and saying they suck.
Oh, man.
You know, that would be the equivalent. You know, and not only that, but I was there with my friends who testified in the case. In fact, the DeWitts, Bill and Charlene, his wife, that was the first night she ever met me. And both of them testified that I left before they did. And nothing had happened.
Yeah, you're not a big partier. I mean,
I am, but it was a 3-day week. We still had the next day, we had a graduation to go to, and then the following day, I had a big picnic to do. It was a 3-day event for us, because for me, it was the graduate. And here's the other thing. If I felt that way about my unit, the Navy SEALs, which I never would, why would I be there attending the graduation of 258? My bicentennial class. I was in class 58. Class 258 was graduating the next morning or the next day, and then we were having a picnic, and that's what the tradition is. When your centennial class, I was there for 158.
Well, the truth is, you're not a warmonger. The truth is, you're not a warmonger. And a bunch of these guys got around, and probably, if I had to speculate, just cooked up, defaming you.
No, one person did. It wasn't a bunch of them.
Yeah.
One person did it.
No, I know, but you said some of his buddies went along with it, though.
Well, put it this way, Alex. If you'll die for someone, won't you lie for them?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they they'll all die for him. There's no doubt in my mind about that. You know? And like I told you, remember, the SEALs did what they're trained to do, admit nothing, deny everything, and make counter-accusations.
Sure, but I mean, I come off as a bombastic guy on air, but I'm pretty calm in person. You're calm on air, but also very calm in person, and you're into being in control of the situation, being calm, being cerebral. I mean, it's just, as soon as I heard the story, I knew it was completely asinine. That and then I called you, and of course it was pure bull. And then all the people laughing at you, saying you were a liar, I guess they're still just laughing, because we live in this world of just a bunch of dishonorable people, especially in the media.
Well, look, you know how I feel about it. Should we have some fun with it? Do you remember when Chevy Chase did the movie where they went, the Vegas Vacation?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you remember the very last scene where they're sitting there with the old guy, and Chevy's trying to win his money back, and the old guy gets the right ticket?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, I won. And the bottom line is, Fox News can't hack it. Jesse Ventura beat the odds and won, despite everything they could do to destroy me. See, they thought, mainstream thought, Alex, that they were throwing the last shovel of dirt on the legacy of Jesse Ventura. That I couldn't possibly win this, and it was political suicide for me. Well, I always believe in the truth, always will, and to me, the truth prevailed. And, you know, they're attacking now, but the worm will turn. Because more as the truth gets out, it already is. Because there's more and more stories coming out. Chris Kyle stated all the money's going to charity. Well, look at the trial records. None of it hardly's gone to charity. Less than 2% of the millions have gone to charity. And you know what the excuse is? Well, you can't give more than $13,000 without getting taxed. Well, what's the matter with creating a nonprofit? A 5-0, whatever they call it. That's not hard to do.
And, of course, they're not going to make money off the movie either. I mean, I feel sad for his wife because, well,
she's a millionaire, Alex.
Yeah, but I don't mean...
Do you know how much the writers have made? $6 million.
$6 million.
$6 million off the book.
No, sure.
Plus, she's got royalties coming for... She travels around the country and does speaking engagements. Gets paid well for that.
Sure, when I say I feel sorry for her, I'm sorry her husband put her in this position.
Okay. Well, you know, maybe you ought to check on something else, too. There's a thing right there in Texas in your bankruptcy courts that she's heavily involved in.
Interesting.
And it very much parallels my case. You ought to check it out. It's right in the Texas bankruptcy courts right now. She's suing Kraft.
Really?
Yeah. And there's a whole bunch of public info on it. You know, we couldn't submit it. We wanted to submit it into the trial. But let me read this from David Olson. Attached is a public document from Taya Kyle's Texas lawsuit against her late husband's business partners. The attached is the answer to the business partner's file to her complaint, and it alleges that Chris Kyle did not include Taya Kyle as a member of his company, Kraft International, because they were about to get divorced. So she may not be the loving wife she pretends to be. The media may be interested in that as well as the lawsuit, but it's right now in Texas bankruptcy court. Chris Kyle made that company purposely so that she couldn't get anything from it in case they divorced.
Wow, that's what your lawyer's saying? That's amazing.
No, that's not what he's saying. He's not saying it at all. This is in a Texas lawsuit that's right there with public records.
Oh, wow, so she's saying that in her suit?
Yes.
Wow.
No, this isn't my lawyer at all. We tried to use this in our case, but the judge wouldn't allow it.
Wow.
But it's factual. It's happening right in Texas right now. It's in Texas bankruptcy court. She has sued Chris's business, Kraft.
You know, I just found the headline. Thanks for telling us about it. It's in the Dallas Morning News. We'll put that headline back up on screen, and I'll read it to the listeners out there. Slain American sniper Chris Kyle's former business partner says his widow's lawsuit is completely groundless. Well, why don't they just blame it on you? Why don't they just say that's your fault, too?
Well, if they could, they would. Don't give them any ideas, Alex. I just got done with a court case.
No, I hear you. I'm joking. How's Terry doing?
She be expected. The stress was tough on her. She had to testify one day, and she did very well, which I knew she would, but later on, it took its toll on her.
Now, I want to shift gears into some other areas. I want to talk about, in the next segment, your TV show that I like watching. It's really good.
You mean my internet show?
Absolutely. But okay. TV's TV, my friend.
Okay.
Twitter.com/GovJayVentura. And there's also Pound I Stand with Jesse for Twitter and other things. I've seen massive organized attacks against you. You've just started getting going on Twitter. Folks need to follow you there at GovJayVentura. I Stand with Jesse, hashtag I Stand with Jesse. And all these people that just want some cheap propaganda to go after you, they need to stand up for the First Amendment and stand up for people to tell the truth. Speaking of wars, what do you make of IS and ISIS being turned loose by the West, Benghazi? I mean, what do you make of the NSA?
I can only say this, Alex. I must be a prophet when I was against the Iraq war back in 2003. Because it's a holy hell mess over there, isn't it?
Boy, it is.
And it sure wasn't quite that bad back then, was it?
No.
And you know, here's the thing that disturbs me even more so. Did you read the other day how they just caught that we had operatives from Central America sneaking into Cuba?
Yes.
Disrupting. Now, isn't that terrorism?
Well, yeah, and they were using...
Cuba's never done one thing to us in 50 years. The only thing is that they have a government that apparently our government obviously doesn't like. And he doesn't allow corporations in there. So we're allowed to put operatives into Cuba to try to overthrow their government?
Sure, they were using AIDS Foundation fronts.
Yes.
So it's really bad to use charities because that discredits all charities.
Exactly. So here we are using charities as a front to go in and try to overthrow the Castro government, who has done nothing to us. Alex, can you think of anything Cuba's done to us in your lifetime?
No, I don't agree with their government, but it's true that our own government is more authoritarian on many fronts.
I mean, they've never, whether, throw their government aside, the country of Cuba, have they done anything to the United States of America in your lifetime?
No, other than dumping their prisoners out to come in on the Cuban boatloads.
Well, we didn't have to take them, did we?
No, I hear you on that point. Listen, I'd love to be able to travel to Cuba and go scuba diving there. I hear it's really nice.
Well, and you might enjoy a cigar there, too.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's that really good cigar one time that we smoked? What's that called?
Well, that's an Ashton Cabinet VSG. That's Dominican.
Yeah, that was really good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's the best one. See, Cuba hasn't practiced crop rotation, so their tobacco isn't as good. You can get as good or better cigars now from Dominican.
Because, oh, I know. Those are delicious.
Cuba's made some agricultural mistakes with their tobacco. They didn't rotate crops. But, you know, what's that done is done. But
hey,
anyway,
tell me about this diet briefly.
The diet?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to patent this, Alex. You noticed how I've lost weight and I look in great shape?
Yeah, I told you that earlier.
Okay, I'm doing everything. I'm still working out the same way, and I still eat everything I normally eat. Haven't changed a thing. But here's the secret to the diet, Alex Jones. We ought to patent this, baby, because it's novel. For the last month, I only drink water. I eat normal, but I only drink water. Like, for example, when I play a round of golf, normally I'll drink three of those Minute Maid lemonades.
Oh, yeah.
Each one of them is 150 calories. So I'll take in 450 useless calories just drinking lemonade playing golf. Now I drink only water. So I've eliminated 450. I'll bet you by just drinking water every day with all my meals, it's the only liquid I consume, I'll bet you it eliminates at least 1,500 or more calories a day.
And I know what we call it when we come back with Jesse Ventura. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to send a tweet out saying, Jesse Ventura won, he told the truth, pound, or hashtag, I stand with Jesse.
Folks.
All right, final segment with Jesse Ventura. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Nightly News is back tonight, 7. And, of course, Governor, You were saying the name of the diet during the break, the water diet. Finish up with that, then I've got one other point for you.
Okay.
Finish up with your water diet point, how much weight you're losing.
Well, like I said, I eat normal. I eat all the same foods. I just stop drinking anything but water.
Well,
like when I would play golf, I'd drink like 3 bottles of lemonade. Well, that's 450 calories. I eliminated that by strictly drinking water. I'll bet you I save 1,500 to 2,000 calories a day. I'm telling people, you want to lose weight, drink only water and eat normal.
Well, and it turns out exactly the aspartame and other additives in Diet Cokes and other diet soft drinks makes you fatter and more hungry. Incredible. Hey, I promised listeners a few weeks ago I'd raise this point.
Yep.
Because the media spun it and said Ventura supports totally open borders. Well, I know you. And I said, no, that's not it. Well, I asked you during the break, and you clarified it. What is your take on the open borders and what's happening right now?
Well, I love open borders because, to me, we're all people of the planet Earth, and why should I be required to have paperwork to go around the planet I belong on? Borders are nothing but man-made obstacles. Now, here's the deal. If we would end the ridiculous war on drugs, you would not have this problem at the border. This is the direct result of the United States war on drugs. If we ended it, we would have enough money to take care of the border problem. And if you're going to blame the people coming up here and getting on welfare, well, then blame the politicians who create a system that allows them to get on welfare. But the point being is, they're children. For the most part, and they're the results of the they're more like refugees. They're the results of the war on drugs down there, which if the United States would legalize, it would go away, and probably your border problem would disappear with it. And look at all the money we'd have, Alex, if we weren't fighting the war on drugs.
Well, look, I mean, I know your view, and then it's a hardcore libertarian view, and I get it. If it wasn't a drug war, if I can't go to Guatemala and have a baby with my wife and have it paid for. So I'm saying that is a discriminatory against American citizens making them pay for it. So I agree with you. Get rid of the welfare, and then we'd get the skilled people up here, not the folks looking for something free. I mean, but I get you're humanizing the people, and I understand that view, Jesse. It's just that the larger issue is the Democrats want a bunch of people they can put on welfare.
Well, I don't necessarily agree with that, Alex. I'm not going to go that far. To me, the bigger issue is stop this idiotic war on drugs. End it. It's a complete failure. It causes corruption. Like my mother told me, she lived through the prohibition of alcohol. Before she passed on, my mom told me the war on drugs is identical. All it does is make criminals rich and powerful. Let's end it. Let's take our heads out of the sand and deal with drug addiction the way it should be, medically, not criminally.
I totally agree with you, Governor Jesse Ventura. In the minute and a half we've got left, tell us more about some of the episodes on the TV show, aura.tv/off the grid.
Well, Jesse will be going off the grid sooner than you think. I was forced to come on the grid. The funny part is, here in my home in Minnesota, I lost my electricity twice already this summer because of storms, and when I'm off the grid, I never lose it. Imagine that, Alex.
That's right. You do a lot of the show from Mexico off the grid.
Yeah, but I'm forced to do it up here on the grid temporarily because of the trial and all that stuff. So I'm looking forward to getting back down to Mexico and doing it like it's supposed to be done off the grid the way we do it down there, although I'm still enjoying it here. But we're still dealing with the controversial topics, and I'll tell people if you want to hear more about the court case, go to Off the Grid because that's where I speak openly about it. There's only a couple places here and on my own show that I'm talking about. You're not going to hear the truth on mainstream media, I'm sure of that now, after what the hatchet job they've done to me.
Absolutely. And again, you said you'll come back in September. Governor, say hi to your wife, and everybody will get Tyrell on soon. I know he's got big stuff coming up. And just have a great weekend coming up in a few days.
Okay, thanks, Alex. Best to you, and keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Thanks for your support. Bye-bye.
You bet. Well, I support the truth. Like you said, we'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.